Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju's Monster Movie Talk. I'm here to talk about another monster movie, this one called 20 Million Miles to Earth. Yes, another mouthful from Ray Harryhausen, the animation master who really left his mark on the genre. And this movie, like a lot of his other classics, came out in the 1950s. This one's from 57, I believe. If you caught my earlier video on the Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, that was also animated by Ray Harryhausen, and that came out a few years before this one. So he was definitely well known by now. People kind of knew what to expect from his movies. And I gotta tell you, this is the first time I really dived into these films. And the artistry of the special effects, I mean, it's honestly like nothing else I've seen before from this era. I mean, you have Godzilla, which is great, but it's a man in a rubber suit. You have something like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, if you want to watch my review on that one, which is, you know, an actress that they just had walk around some models of a city, right? But Ray Harryhausen brought the animation style of King Kong to a whole other level. And this movie really shows it off well. It's what I really like about it. And specifically what I really like about it is you can do things by animating the monster that you can't do with, say, the creature from the Black Lagoon. And I really want to draw the parallel here because in the creature from the Black Lagoon, the monster is a man in a suit. It's incredible as well, don't get me wrong. But the creature's walking around murdering people, you know, by just strangling them. Because that's, when you have an actor on actor, there's only so much you can do. But with the monster in 20 Million Miles to Earth, he's jumping around different heights. He jumps on people and mauls them like a tiger. And it's terrifying. And that's something that the creature couldn't do, Godzilla couldn't do. It's really primal and animalistic, and for that, I loved it, first and foremost. The bad, if you will, for this movie, spoiler alert, the climactic end of the movie where the monster is rampaging through the city is the city of Rome, and the monster climbs to the top of the landmark in that city, which is the Colosseum, and the army's there and they're shooting at it and it falls to its death. Sounds like another famous kaiju movie, right? And I don't blame it for going that route, right? I mean, it's not original. So they changed it to another city, which is fine, but I mean, you gotta be honest, the height of the Colosseum is not the height of the Empire State Building. So I was like, I don't know if the monster would survive, would necessarily die from a height of this building. But be that as it may, that's super nitpicky and personal. So, but you know, at the end of the day, it's got a great monster rampaging through a city, the army's there. It's not original, but it hits the mark really, really well. For the camp, this was ridiculous. This is my favorite part in the movie. It's during this rampage that the monster, which is an alien from Venus, mind you, which is also another check in the good column. The monster busts through a zoo and gets in a fight with an elephant. And again, the elephant is also animated, and it's just a feast for the eyes. You're watching this Venetian? Check me on that. Monster wrestle with Earth's biggest monster. It was great. Definitely recommend 20 Million Miles to Earth. What we got coming up next week is, I think, The Giant Claw, I think I want to go with. Another cult classic from the 50s. So stay tuned, follow Camp Kaiju on Instagram, and you can find us on YouTube these days as well. Just search Camp Kaiju, it should come up. But thanks a lot, watch some good movies, and I'll see you next time.